WHD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire,
and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Monica Ricks in New York. Hunter Biden has just been indicted on federal gun charges. We get the latest now from CBS's Catherine Herridge in Washington.
What the indictment lays out is that they allege the president's son, when he had the paperwork that has to be filed to obtain a weapon, that he said on the form that he was not an unlawful user of drugs, and what he stipulated to during that July plea hearing, which collapsed, is that it was a false statement.
Prosecutors have been investigating Hunter Biden since 2018. The historic indictment also comes just one day after Republicans announced an impeachment inquiry into President Biden. Auto workers are about 10 hours away now from a possible strike. Here's CBS's Chris Van Cleve.
A clearly frustrated Jim Farley, Ford CEO, says it's the union who's not negotiating.
If there is a strike, it won't be because we didn't put a great deal in front of them, because we have. Four times.
Hanging in the balance are more than 150,000 auto workers, like mother of two, Jasmine Hickman.
So it's been quite stressful.
She and her husband could both find themselves on strike, losing their health benefits and living on strike pay of $500 a week each.
We don't want to break our company, but we also want to be paid for our fair wages.
Boston's bracing for Hurricane Lee. WBZ-TV's Tammy Mustasa.
South at the Cape, Sandwich is in prep mode, bracing for a hit. For first responders, three things are top of mind.
Storm surge, rain and flooding, and then the wind.
And at Plymouth Harbor, boaters aren't taking any chances, pulling in their vessels, not knowing what Mother Nature does.
On Capitol Hill, House Speaker Kevin McCarthy says he is struggling with spending demands from hardline Republicans.
I don't walk away from a battle. I knew changing Washington would not be easy. I knew people would fight or try to hold leverage for other things. I'm going to continue to just to focus on what's the right thing to do for the American people. And you know what? If it takes a fight, I'll have a fight.
But McCarthy says he wants to avoid a government shutdown. Funding runs out at the end of the month. Traffic seems to be a little heavier these days.
Census Bureau numbers show the rate of workers returning to the office is on the rise, and the time it takes to commute is growing. Many employers now require workers to show up at the office at least 3 days a week. The number of remote workers is still three times higher than before the pandemic.
That's CBS's Kimmy McCormick.
Start the clock.
Bill Maher is bringing Real Time with Bill Maher back to HBO without writers. The comedian says he sympathizes with strikes, but he'll be back September 22nd. This is CBS News.
You need to hire fast and hire right? You need Indeed. Their all-in-one hiring platform helps you attract, interview, and hire candidates efficiently. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
Missed your favorite show? It's easy to find it wherever you listen to podcasts. Apple, Google, or civicmedia.us.
For Civic Media News, I'm James Kelly. A new outdoor exhibit is under construction at the Children's Museum of Eau Claire. According to a WQOW report, the museum is building a nest to give children a place to play outdoors with their parents and gives them the opportunity to learn and engage with nature. The project reportedly cost $50,000 and was funded through grants and donations. The exhibit is scheduled to open in the next few weeks. The University of Wisconsin Systems has announced enrollment is on the rise, seeing a 3% increase in new freshman enrollment this school year. According to a press release, the University of Wisconsin Systems estimates an enrollment of 161,322 students for the fall 2023 semester. The increase in enrollment marks the first time the University of Wisconsin Systems has seen an enrollment increase since 2014. Campuses in Madison, Green Bay, Platteville, Stevens Point, and Whitewater are the ones that saw increases. For Civic Media News, I'm James Kelly.
Red Delicious, Honey Crisp, Granny Smith. If you have a favorite apple, now is the time to pick it straight from the source. Did you know Wisconsin has more than 300 apple orchards? Travel Wisconsin recently naming its favorites, including the Oneida National Apple Orchard outside Green Bay, Ferguson's Orchards in Eau Claire, and Apple Holler south of Racine. Many provide tons of family fun in the fall, too. Tire swings, lawn bowling, hay rides, and more. Apple experts suggest if you want to pick yours fresh, do it before the end of October. For Civic Media, I'm Terry.
Care.
The Cripes Cast with Charlie Behrens.
Today, I am talking to the owner of Funky Fresh Spring Rolls, my friend, Truman McGee. From an environmentally friendly perspective, the fact that it's frozen means that it's not going to waste.
I'm a cereal strawberry abuser. If you're a fruit and you're watching this, stay away from me, okay? Do not jump in my shopping cart because I will let you die.
Cripes Cast every Saturday and Sunday at noon across Civic Media and on the Civic Media app.
Why are interscholastic sports called the last classroom of the day? Because they teach students important life lessons like teamwork, accountability, and perseverance. School sports are so much more than a game. They're about developing the whole person. That's why they're an essential part of every student's education.
Encourage your student to participate in the last classroom of the day. Interscholastic sports in Wisconsin. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Your home for local news, weather, and sports across the airwaves and always streaming on the Civic Media app. Looking for more local programming? Check out our website, civicmedia.us, to see our entire lineup.
Live from the Civic Media World Headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Albaugh Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Albaugh.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Todd Albaugh, along with our producer, engineer, and guest host. It is Mr. Luke Mathers, co-host of Town Call every afternoon, 12:15 to 1 with Will Walter. I almost said Dueling Tangents. I swear to goodness I did.
What's that? I don't know what that is.
It is Thursday, September 14th, 2023. We are in the old Tangents time slot now at 2 o'clock.
Yeah, so,
for those Civic Media listeners that have been with us for a while.
Yeah, and it's weird not to be on the air every Tuesday, at 2 is when I join you, right. But every day at 2. But thrilled to be with you on the board, filling in for Mr. Zommers in his absence on this Thursday afternoon.
He is up at a resort in the UP having a cucumber facial, but along with Pat Kreitlow. They're enjoying themselves up there, a little bare foot rub. They use a bear claw and rub their feet, I guess. I guess that's what they do in northern UP spots.
That's not what I do when I go up to the UP, but I guess to each their own.
We'll check in with Mr. Zommers to get the real story on Monday, but glad to have Luke along. Glad to have you here as well. Coming up this hour, going to take your phone calls on this Megan Wolf situation. The administrator of the Wisconsin elections here in Wisconsin, she oversees over 2,000 clerks across the state of Wisconsin. These are the folks in your town hall. Back when I used to vote in Bloom Township in Richland County, it's just a little old one-room schoolhouse. You got places like that all the way down to Milwaukee, where you have big banks of electronic machines. There are county, village, city, town clerks and they are doing God's work to preserve democracy. These are wonderful people. And Megan Wolf did a great job, won national awards overseeing them. And during COVID, I know it's shocking, but she listened to science and doctors and said, well, you know what? We should take some protocols to have people put masks on and have disinfected. And because of that, Republicans got their undies in a bundy and said, well, obviously that means she's a terrible person. Protecting our village and town clerks, that's terrible. And so they trumped up this whole deal to get rid of her, pun included. And so they trumped it up. They said, we're going to get rid of her. And Devin Lemieux, who I've never met that I recall, he does not appear to be the brightest bulb on the string, because even I, who have dyslexia and am bad at math, if you tell me there are six people on a committee and you ask me, Toddy, how many is a majority of six? Well, I got my fingers up here. I say, well, that'd take 1, 2, 3. If I have four fingers up, I still got two fingers over there. That means four is a majority of six. Devin Lemieux says, nope. Actually, three is majority, because the law requires that it takes four people to put Megan Wolf to reappoint her. Lemieux said it took three. The attorneys up at the Capitol said, Mr. Leader, you're not right. He said, I don't care. And he did it anyway. And so they rushed this through the committee, you understand. And now today on the floor of the state Senate, they have what they're calling firing. To Luke's point, how can you when it's not even a legitimate action? And so allegedly, they think that they have gotten rid of Megan Wolf. But Luke, why might not that? Why should that be argued?
Well, because the if they were voting on a reappointment, the whoever's serving in that absence until their replacement is confirmed, according to state law. Now this is precedent here because throughout
of who.
Frederick Prenn.
Prenn.
In 2021. This is how long ago this was. April 30th of 2021 was when Frederick Prenn's term on the Natural Resources Board ended. And Sandra Dinas, Governor Evers' appointment to that board, was never confirmed.
Right.
Like hundreds of other appointees by the governor, never confirmed by the state Senate.
An unprecedented level, by the way.
Yes, just straight out of the playbook that Mitch McConnell did at the national level to hold up judgeships for the Obama administration. And they're still slow walking a lot of confirmations in the U.S. Senate for the Biden administration. Republicans here in Wisconsin said that works. We're going to do it here, too. Right. And we're going to take away power in a lame duck session. And then we're going to just not confirm any of his appointments. The Evers appointments are just going to sit there and wait. And so Frederick Prenn took his case before the courts. I believe this lawsuit's, I forget which circuit court it started in, but it made its way all the way up to the Wisconsin Supreme Court. And the then 4-3 conservative majority said, well, the term doesn't end until there is a vacancy by somebody resigning so it just doesn't seem like until somebody gets confirmed that Megan Wolf has to go anywhere. Because that is the what Frederick Prenn and the then conservative Supreme Court condoned last year.
So let me just get this straight, because sometimes I got to go a little slow for Todd. So the conservative Wisconsin Supreme Court said, no, actually your term doesn't end when it ends. It ends when you want to.
Essentially. And, that's what Frederick Prenn was serving at his own pleasure until he stepped down.
I've seen Frederick Prenn. I wouldn't want to give him any pleasure. But, I mean, the point is well taken that this guy has just said, no, I'm not going anywhere. And the conservative Supreme Court said that's fine. And now that the shoe is on the other foot, now that there's somebody that Republicans don't like saying, well, I'm just going to stay here too. Now they want to say, no, you can't do that. And so they're taking this vote. But we can laugh about this. It's fine. But it is absolutely serious. Because this is an attack on Wisconsin democracy and our vote. So what do you think? 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. Take your calls. Discuss with Luke after this. Don't go anywhere. It's the Todd Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over, then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
More than 80 million Americans depend on AM radio each month for news, weather, and emergency information. A new bill in Congress would make sure AM radio remains in cars. Because when cell and internet services are down, this free service could be your only lifeline. Text AM to 52886 and tell Congress to support the AM Radio for Every Vehicle Act.
Message and data rates may apply. You may receive up to 4 messages a month, and you may text STOP to STOP.
This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
If I could be you.
And you could be me.
For just 1 hour.
If you could find a way.
To get inside.
Each other's mind.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
A
A little patchy fog possible this morning, but that should burn off by mid-morning. Otherwise, mostly sunny today. We'll get to 78 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the south at 5 to 15. Tonight, partly cloudy, 58. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy and cooler with a chance of scattered showers and thunderstorms and a high right around 70. Weekend looking good. Plenty of sunshine Saturday, Sunday with highs in the upper 60s to low 70s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 75.
Looking for more local programming? Check out our website, civicmedia.us, to see our entire lineup.
Welcome back to the Tellable Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. It is 15 now past the hour of 2 o'clock, and it is 1992 all over again. My favorite, every time I hear this song, keep it going. Every time I hear this song, all I can think about is Hillary Clinton and Tipper Gore. After Clinton gives his big speech accepting the nomination in 92, Tipper and Hillary come out, and they put their hands on each other's shoulders, and they go back and forth like this, and their hair's flying everywhere.
I don't remember 1992. I'm so sorry.
See, I thought we could get through 2 hours. I thought we could do it without an old man Todd comment, but no.
Hey, you were in a much better mood this week than last week was old man Todd yelling at the clouds week, and much less of that this week.
Sometimes things get under my skin. But I try not to let it, you know. This is why I need Kira Sabin on the show every 2 weeks, just to
there
have
you
some
go.
Therapy.
Just clear it out.
By the way, a programming note, and many people will be happy to hear this. I will not be here tomorrow.
Who's going to be happy to hear
that? Well, I'm sure there are some people.
Folks listening to the Todd Alba show aren't going to be thrilled to hear that people Todd Alba's
they
not
just listen
be
to,
here.
They just listen to Grouse.
Okay.
I will not be here, but here's the deal. We have an all-star lineup tomorrow on the show. In hour number one, Pat Kreitlow from Up North News hosting in hour one. Luke will also be here filling in for Mr. Zomers.
Yes.
So it'll be
a complete fill-in as a show, essentially.
But it's a reunion of the early Pat Kreitlow show days of Up North News when you used to engineer and produce Pat's show.
Yes, and I can't wait for Pat to have a full hour just to, you know, make fun of me.
Well, yeah, I don't believe you'll have a full hour because I believe, I'm still waiting for confirmation, but I believe our biweekly guest, Brady Ewing, former Wisconsin Badger, former NFL player, will be here in the 1:30 hour for you and Pat to talk to. And, of course, he went through a couple of season-ending injuries with ACLs. And so he's going to be able to speak directly about what Aaron Rodgers is going through, or I mean, at least in his situation, having been an NFL player, what that means. And also, should Badger fans be very nervous about this first loss to Washington State, the Cougs? Brady will be in to talk about all that at 1:30 with you and Pat. And then
I'm going to ask Brady as well what his definition of a safety is, because last Saturday night, I watched a safety happen on that football field, and somehow forward progress was ruled at the 1-inch line. It wasn't even a 1-yard line thing. It was at the 1-inch line, and they're like, oh, that's not a safety. I've never seen somebody get tackled in the end zone like that, and then it not result. Like, the NCAA officials are just scared to call a safety, seemed like. So that was frustrating. And I'm going to get Brady's take on that if he is able to join us tomorrow.
I believe he will. So Brady Ewing in with Pat and Luke at hour one. And then at hour two, keep the children indoors, set the VCRs, and hang on to your hats. Because it is not just 1 hour of Matt Flynn tomorrow. It is two. In hour two of our show, Matt Flynn, host of Matt Flynn Direct, will be here live taking your calls and reminding you that fascism creeps in on little cat's feet.
And that's a reunion as well, because I used to produce Matt.
Did you really?
Oh, yeah.
You did it all.
I'm trying to think if there's a show that I haven't produced on the net. I have not got the opportunity to solo produce Kristen. Or Jane. Right. So I haven't produced As Goes Wisconsin, but I believe every other standard weekday program and in a lot of our 7 p.m. evening weekday shows, I've got a chance to produce. So.
This is why you're the executive producer.
It just means Luke's available to fill in when everybody else needs to be gone. That's what it comes down to.
Todd's available because Todd is just single and has no life. That's I'm always available. If you'd like to weigh in on these things. So anyway, I'm not here tomorrow, but you're in good hands with Pat Kreitlow in hour one, Matt Flynn of Matt Flynn Direct in hour two. And of course, Luke is here to sew it all together. So Zomer and I are back on Monday, but that is the show for tomorrow. It will be fantastic.
It's going to be a great time. We're looking forward to it.
As my former teacher, Ken Lewis, likes to say, a good time had by all. So that is the show tomorrow. Love to have you join us to weigh in on this Megan Wolf situation, head of basically all of Wisconsin's election clerks. That's her main job, is to oversee elections in Wisconsin. And Republicans have taken this vote, which the attorneys of the legislature say they can't, but they did anyway. And now they're claiming she has to step down. 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789 if you'd like to join us. My big concern is, without Megan Wolf there, if she decides to step down, without somebody like her there, this opens up a door for greater intimidation of our election workers at each of our local municipalities. And this is a tactic by the mega folks, not the mainstream Republicans, your neighbors that just vote Republican across the yard from you. I'm talking about the mega leadership in the Republican Party. One of their tactics is to scare and intimidate local election workers to drive down votes, particularly in Democratic-leaning districts. What say you? 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. Let's go to the phones. Beautiful Grafton, Wisconsin. And Tom from Grafton, what say you?
Hi, Todd. Great show. I, like you, had been a Republican until just after Scott Walker. He helped open my eyes in what's really happening, at least in this state. And I'd like things to go back to, I don't know, maybe the Tommy Thompson era and have some truth and honesty in what people say. I'd also like to mention, I tried to listen to the Packer game last week, and I tried to stream it on the download, and it didn't seem to work. So I'm wondering, do you have to actually listen on the radio to actually pick them up?
Tom, you're as Mike Lucas, former color commentator at the Badgers, used to say, your comment, your question is timely indeed, because you know who we have right now co-hosting the show is our executive producer who can directly answer this question. Tom, hang on the line here it is. Mr. Mathers, what say you?
Just like the Milwaukee Brewers not being available on WRCE today during the day game for our stream on the Civic Media app, you cannot stream the Green Bay Packers. You got to listen on the terrestrial signals for WRJN down in Racine and Kenosha and up in Park Falls. They're one of the newest additions to Civic Media, so I don't know their numbers and frequencies.
WPFW.
WPFW.
Or WPFP, pardon me, WPFP. Yeah, up in Park Falls. Also WRCO on the FM dial down in Richland Center. Also plays.
So Packers affiliate.
In Grafton, Tom, I'm not sure. Can you get any of those stations? I don't think so, probably, huh?
So you're saying I can't stream any of those stations, and I have to be within your listening area?
The AM, you may be in the AM frequency for RJN. You're like right on the outer cusp, but I'm not certain. You have to check out the Civic Media website, Tom, where we've got all of our interactive maps for coverage patterns. You can check out there. Otherwise, drive on down to the Packer, or to Racine and Kenosha, and listen to the Packers. It's going to be really important 2 weeks from tonight. You're not even going to be able to watch the Packers on broadcast television. And if you don't have an Amazon Prime membership, only way to listen to the Packers is on your Civic Media stations that carry them. So WRJN, WRCO, and
WPFP.
PFP up in Park
Falls.
So,
To answer the question.
I guess my last question.
Oh, go ahead. Yep.
Sure. My last question is that going to change so we can... So I can stream it and actually hear wherever I want in Wisconsin.
If we had our way, absolutely. It's not a Civic Media decision for either the Packers or the Brewers. It is a contract of the NFL and Major League Baseball. So because there are specific areas for both of those leagues to stream all the games. So we're not allowed because the rights are sold to the league and not farmed out to individual stations like us.
Too bad.
I know. Beyond our control, as they say. I wish we could help you out there. But yeah, as Luke said, on the AM side for Racine, it is 1400. So 1400 AM. Check it out. Maybe you can, you know, put some tinfoil on your antenna. I don't know.
You can stream the Wisconsin Badgers, though. Yes. So this Saturday, 11 AM kickoff, you're going to want to tune in on numerous civic media stations where you can catch the Wisconsin Badgers, WFHR, WR, this RCE, see, Richland Center throws me off because it's RCE versus RCO, so I'm pretty good about all these signals, Todd,
Badgers are on RCE.
There we go. So yeah. RCE in Richland Center, as well as several other civic media stations. So just you can stream the Badgers, but you can't stream the professionals, unfortunately, Tom.
Beyond our control. But Tom, appreciate the call as always. Thanks for calling in and being part of the show. On back to the subject of Megan Wolf, which we were talking about here before, that Megan Wolf, of course, oversees all the election clerks throughout the state of Wisconsin, our local clerks, over 2,000 folks across the state of Wisconsin, great folks, protected democracy. And the state Senate, under the leadership of Senate Leader Devin Lemieux, today took a vote which they claim ousts her from her position. Luke has pointed out.
I claim I'm Superman today. I don't know what these words mean. If the lawyers for the legislature are saying the renomination vote that they took doesn't count, how does this oust anybody? I don't get it. It's just I'm gonna go up there and say that I'm the Senate Majority Leader. Like what?
You would make a great Senate Majority Leader.
But guess what? I have no standing. I haven't been elected to the state Senate, and there's. It just doesn't work that way. You can't do and say whatever you want just because you think you have the power to do and say whatever you want.
You think Luke's worked up?
Yeah.
Check out this caller from WMDX on our text line. You can text us via the Civic Media app on either Apple or Android. This from the WMDX text line, quote, infuriating that Devin Lemieux refuses to remove fraudulent elector and admitted vote suppressor Robert Spindell from the Wisconsin Election Commission, but votes to quote-unquote fire Megan Wolf. When is Lemieux going to be held to account for continuing to let Spindell taint the Wisconsin Election Commission?
That is an excellent point, Texter. That is just an added layer, too, that I wasn't even thinking about. One of the three voters that Devin LeMahieu is counting in taking up the renomination of Megan Wolf is a fraudulent elector.
Do you do that? Are you like Matt Flynn? Do you just call people by the wrong name to tick him off?
I don't know how it's pronounced.
It's Lemieux. But it's just like
I heard Lemieux a bunch. So
they're wrong. Whoever said that.
Okay.
But I don't care. But
I guess I'm wrong.
But no. Matt Flynn calls Tommy Tuberville Tommy Tuberville just to meet him.
That's a fun one,
right?
Yeah. It's not intentional. I've heard it different ways, and I guess how do you say it?
Lemieux. Yeah. But whatever. You know.
Lemieux, I thought it was more French that. I thought it was more French, I guess. I don't know. When I read it, I never went on a date with the man, so I'm not sure. It reads French, so Lemieux is kind of like the way that I hear it.
We need my friends Jonathan and Allison, who have adopted a French boy, Paquin. And he could come on and tell us how the correct pronunciation is.
Here's a call out to
Paquin, the French boy living over in Far West Madison. Is it Lemieux or Lemieux? We'll discuss these issues and many more, much more relevant issues, particularly Bob Spindell, to this texter's point. He is a fraudulent elector. What the heck is he doing helping out with Wisconsin's elections? Come back, take your calls after this. Don't go anywhere. 844-967-2789. This is the Todd Allball Show, and this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Civic Media radio stations providing your news, conversations, and fun you won't find anywhere else.
CBS News Special Report. President Biden's son Hunter has been indicted following the collapse of his plea agreement on tax and gun charges. CBS's Christopher Cruz has details from Washington.
Hunter Biden now faces three federal counts of lying in his purchase of a firearm. He had previously acknowledged the charges when he reached a so-called diversion agreement with prosecutors. But that agreement fell apart in July when a federal judge raised concerns about it. The plea deal would have resolved tax and gun charges against the president's son.
The four-page federal indictment did accuse Hunter of making false statements on that paperwork. Legal analyst Jessica Levinson.
There's three counts, and they all relate to false statements on a federal form in which Hunter Biden purchased weapons, and he said, I am not using drugs, when in fact he was using drugs.
A trial date has not been set yet, but that could happen next year as President Biden seeks re-election. CBS News Special Report. I'm Monica Ricks.
Civic Media radio stations providing your news, conversations, and fun you won't find anywhere else.
Another fatal crash occurred in Polk County this week. According to the Wisconsin State Patrol, two people were killed and three were injured on Wednesday after a crash in Polk County near Turtle Lake. The crash occurred around 5:30 in the evening on US 8 at 33rd Street. When authorities responded to the incident, they discovered a 92-year-old woman and a 66-year-old man had died from injuries sustained in the crash. The cause of the crash is still under investigation. Pedestrian crashes in Wisconsin are on the rise. A report by the Governor's Highway Safety Association shows fatal crashes grew by 50% in 2022, in line with a national trend of increases in fatal pedestrian crashes. According to nationwide data, 7,500 pedestrians were killed after being hit by a car last year, which is the most in over 40 years. Drivers and pedestrians are reminded to follow right-of-way laws, and municipalities are exploring options like rectangular rapid flashing beacons to improve safety. For Civic Media News, I'm James Kelly.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here.
I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe, and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
UPUS Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org, brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
93.5, The Tap.
Welcome back to the Tallable Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. It is now 2:33 on the time and temperature side. It is Thursday, September 14th, 2023. Glad to have, well, not quite evening, but by the way, Luke Mather is joining us as our co-host and producer engineer. Mr. Zommer is off for a couple of days. Speaking of evening or morning, have you noticed that it's a little darker now in the mornings? It's getting that time of year.
Yeah, I wake up pretty early, so I 100% know. And this morning, the dog.
What happened?
I'm no longer doing network news in the mornings. 8 a.m. Terry Bell taking over our news director for the morning newscast, and thrilled to still be able to contribute to the news team, but just taking a little bit of a step back from that side of things to be able to focus on production across the network. And so don't have to wake up as early as I once had to.
Yes.
Kind of enjoying a little bit of sleeping in this week. And on the fourth day of sleeping in, my dog Remy decided to, at 5 a.m., which was old wake-up time. That was the time when I was waking up about 5:30, 5:45-ish these days now, just barking his head off at nothing, it seemed like, in the living room. And so I had to go out there to kind of calm him down. We didn't close the blinds last night, so it's kind of on me, I guess. But I couldn't even see what he would have been barking at. We got like the motion sensor lights on the driveway too. So like if somebody was coming up the driveway. And I don't think there's any deer in my neighborhood. I'm in a pretty core part of Sun Prairie, there is a very nice park, though, not too far away. So maybe some deer there, but I don't know what it would have been, but nothing was large enough to set off the motion sensors. Like, even a bunny will sometimes set off the motion sensor. Yeah.
Wow.
They're sensitive.
You got a big rabbit?
Yeah, you just see
sensitive
it.
Sensitive rabbits?
No, you just
sensitive
you take
it for
light.
Counseling?
Sensitive light
sensors.
Sensitive
lights.
Yeah. So if a rabbit runs across the driveway, usually it will set it off. And so nothing was set off. And I was like, what the heck are you barking at? And I kind of just, I picked him up and just in my groggy sleep, walked back to bed and like laid him down. I was like, we're going back to sleep for at least a couple minutes. Come on. Let's stop this.
Poor Remy. He's a very good boy.
He is.
But not this morning.
A little on my nerves this morning.
Well, hopefully Luke gets better sleep because he's here again tomorrow filling in for Mr. Sommers, as is Pat Kreitlow and Matt Flynn will both be here tomorrow. I'm off to Denver, Colorado tomorrow for a Rocky Mountain High.
One of my favorite cities in all of the country.
You know, I've been there twice, I think. My first time in Denver, Colorado was on a trip that we took with the family. My sister was like, I don't know, 10-ish, something like that.
Okay.
Nine, maybe.
Yeah.
It's when the Cabbage Patch dolls were huge. And she had to have a Cabbage Patch doll. And so we waited outside like this Toys R Us at like 4:30 in the morning in Denver, Colorado to get her a Cabbage Patch Kid doll.
That is some dedication there for your family.
Right? Yeah, that was and so I've driven through a couple times, but never flown through, but never actually spent a lot of time. So going out, a shout out to my former trainer, roommate, all around great guy, great friend, Joe Berkland. Middle name is Dale, by the way. Isn't that a great, like a race car driver name? Joe Dale Berkland.
Joe Dale. You need all three. You
right,
need all
exactly.
three to get the race
yes,
car name.
To get the race car part, yeah. The race car, Joe Dale Berkland, now driving for Midas, Joe Dale Berkland.
The number four car.
Exactly. It's been fantastic. But no, he and his lovely fiance, Rachel, are both physical therapists, graduates here of UW-Madison School of Medicine. So it's Dr. Berkland, thank you very much. So
I wasn't the one that said his name in the first place. No, it was you.
So anyway, I'm going out to the Berkland wedding it is in Breckenridge. So I have to drive.
Oh,
I have to.
Nice.
You know what? I went for the cheapest vehicle I could get.
That's not necessarily always the best choice when it comes to the mountains, though, Todd.
You know what they gave me?
What did they give you?
A minivan.
That's better than maybe one of those like really like tiny light cars.
Right.
I feel like they could have been the cheapest option. And one of those roller skates, I can't imagine fares well there in the mountains. But I'm jealous. Driving into the Rocky Mountains is so much fun. We did Estes Park earlier this year. So
amazing. I love the Rockies.
Amazing. So I am very jealous. But I'll be holding down the fort here.
Thanks.
while you are enjoying
Maybe
Denver.
Maybe I'll have landed by then. Maybe I could give you and Matt a call from the road.
There
call
you go.
The show. We'll see how that goes.
From the minivan?
Yes, from the minivan. Live. Civic Media live on location somewhere in the Rocky Mountains tomorrow. Stay tuned.
Stay tuned.
Welcome your calls to all the silliness or the more the pertinent issue of Megan Wolf being quote-unquote fired today by the Wisconsin State Senate, even though their attorneys, as Luke points out, don't have the authority to do so. 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. I want to pick up, Luke, on this point that one of our texters made of Robert Bob Spindell, who sits on the Wisconsin Election Commission, even though he is part of the fake electors, along with Andrew Hitt and other people that went ahead after the 2020 election and said, you know, we're not going to pay any attention to the will of the people. And by the way, let me say this for the 1,000th time. The 2020 elections, both here in Wisconsin and across the country, were absolutely free, fair, and accurate. It has been proven time again by both sides, by reporters. It was an accurate election. But yet Bob Spindell was part of this cabal that had these alternate electors. 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. Would love to hear from you and what you think on this entire situation. So give us a ring-a-ling. We'll put you on the air in just a second. But anyway, the fact that you have, and to the texter's point, that Republicans are okay with an alternate elector like Bob Spindell on the Wisconsin Election Commission, but want to get rid of someone who, from all accounts, Megan Wolf has received national awards for her job as the head of the Wisconsin Election Commission, but Republicans want to get rid of her. I think that says a lot about the mindset and the intent, right? Listen to Matt Flynn direct. He'll talk about intent in legal terms. And the intent here clearly is to get rid of a good government official like Megan Wolf and replace her with a stooge, some Republican stooge that Bob Spindell wants. What say you? 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. Let's go down to Oconomowoc. Bill in Oconomowoc, always great to have you. What say you?
You know what I say is, Megan, let's just reinstate her. Let's just say she's reinstated. They did it illegally. So if they did it legally, we can just reinstate her. And if you don't believe that's right, call Tony Evers' office and ask him to reinstate her, and he can. And then what we ought to say is, these attorneys had her removed, and let's put that on the legal docket for 2026, and we'll discuss it.
Yeah, to Luke's point
but,
as well.
But the thing is, you know, they do this without authority.
Right.
And if they do, we can do the same thing, but they have no authority, so we'll just say she's back in. You know, big deal. They can say anything they want. They can say that Santa Claus is real or whatever.
But now, come on now. He's not.
We have kids.
We have kids, Bill.
What? Santa's not all real?
Right. All right.
He's real in my house, all Bill. Right. But I get the point. No, you're absolutely right. Yeah, I appreciate the call, Bill. Thanks for listening, as always. Really appreciate it, Bill and Oconomowoc. He's right. And to your point earlier, Luke, I think Megan Wolf should just stay. Don't go anywhere.
I don't think she has to go anywhere.
No. Well, what are they going to do? Bring in concealed carry bandits and try to get rid of her? I mean, I don't know.
I don't understand how they think this is going to play out any other way than it's going to get covered. Already we're seeing, though, the language they want used is being used. Fired, ousted, all of that stuff. Fred Prenn, for 18, 20, what, 21 months, whatever it was a really long time. And he just got to go away in a whimper then. After Evers won in a Wisconsin landslide, three percentage points over Tim Michaels last November. Then when the Republicans, who were playing this whole gambit with not just the Natural Resources Board, as I pointed out, hundreds of appointees that the state Senate just wouldn't take up, with the budget surplus, they were gambling, saying, we're going to try to beat Tony Evers. We're going to make him a one-term governor, and then we can do whatever we want again. We can run roughshod. We don't have to have divided government. We can have it our way. And guess what Wisconsin voters said in November? No. That's what Wisconsin voters said. They elected Tony Evers, re-elected Tony Evers, with a wider margin than what he was first elected to in 2018. And so then Frederick Prenn realized, well, I'm not going to sit on this and hear all these bad press and have all these calls come out saying that I should leave because I'm squatting on the Natural Resources Board, because that's what he was doing. And he resigned quietly. He went away in a whimper. And then the Natural Resources Board got to actually have the appropriate appointments from the Evers administration. But to act like this is going to go any other way, the vote did not
It wasn't authorized. Their lawyers even said it wasn't authorized. This is going to go to courts, and it's going to work its way through the courts. And they're going to be like, sorry, like this reconfirmation vote, you need four commissioners on the Wisconsin Elections Commission, and you only had three.
But yet they did it anyway. Power. Let's go back to the phones. 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. Wisco Paul on a beautiful Thursday afternoon. What say you, Wisco?
Hey, thanks for taking my call. And yes, it is a beautiful, beautiful Thursday afternoon. Too bad we have to talk about the GOP or the Republicans, but they're at it again. And everything they're doing right now proves the case for fair maps.
Mm-hmm.
We have to get fair maps because they're not held accountable for any of this, what I'm going to call it, baloney.
thanks for editing yourself. Just, appreciate that.
I had to do that because I could, otherwise they cut me off. But it's an amazing thing. I mean, I'm an older gentleman. I remember when the Republican Party stood for things, and this kind of stuff would have never happened.
Right.
But they're drunk with power right now. We need fair maps. And Megan Wolf is, I don't even know what party she belongs to, if any. She could be independent for all I know. I mean, she's never really did anything to warrant what they're trying to do here. But I'm just going to leave it this. Fair maps, please, fair maps, and yep. Robin Voss and the rest of you guys, you're election deniers.
Yeah.
I mean, I will say one other thing. It's time for the Democratic Party to stand tall on this. And I don't know if they need to go first or go on TV tonight or whatever, but you got to call these people out for this.
Well, Wisco,
it's just ridiculous. So,
Wisco,
thanks.
Yeah, my pleasure. You'll like this, Wisco Paul. Your comments, as we say, timely indeed, as Mike Lucas would say. Molly Beck from the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel tweeting this out a few minutes ago. Wisconsin Attorney General Josh Call holding a press conference at this hour. Call saying that the Wisconsin State Senate action taken today regarding Megan Wolf is, quote, unquote, has no legal effect. Let me say it again. Josh Call, the Attorney General, saying that according to him, who is Wisconsin's top cop, he says that the Senate action today has, quote, no legal effect, unquote.
Well, I hope Robin Voss and Devin I hope they take the same tactic that Voss was saying. We can stop these costly lawsuits with the redistricting proposal. Let's stop the costly lawsuits that will surround this reappointment vote and just go with what the Attorney General says, that this is not taking legal effect. Let's take the legislative lawyers at their word that the reappointment vote was not actually constitutional.
To quote Republicans, they like to say, back the badge. Josh Call is the Wisconsin's top cop. If you want to back the badge, then we got to back that badge and support Wisconsin's top cop, who is Josh Call, saying the Senate action this afternoon on Megan Wolf has no effect. We're going to come back with a little attitude of gratitude, Mimosa Thursday instead of Friday, and one of my favorite guys, David Clark, the former sheriff. He's all hat and no cattle. Back after this, this is the Todd Allbowles Show on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Out in the street, playing a ball for the band, bringing it up happy feet.
If you're ready to welcome fall, the Amory area is the place to celebrate the season during the Flannel and Fire Fall Festival. There's a corn maze, s'more station, flannel dress-up contest, and the Apple River Quilt Guild show, too. It's fall-focused and has been for more than 74 years. The Flannel and Fire Fall Festival, Thursday through Sunday, September 14th to the 17th in Amory, picked as one of the 100 best small arts towns in America. More info at amoryfallfestival.org. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr.
Don't let biased algorithms, or degree screens, or exclusive professional networks, or stereotypes Don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
The RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight. The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
A little patchy fog possible this morning, but that should burn off by mid-morning. Otherwise, mostly sunny today. We'll get to 78 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the south at 5 to 15. Tonight, partly cloudy, 58. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy and cooler with a chance of scattered showers and thunderstorms and a high right around 70. Weekend looking good. Plenty of sunshine Saturday, Sunday with highs in the upper 60s to low 70s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 75.
Civic Media radio stations, providing your news, conversations, and fun you won't find anywhere else.
Welcome back to the Volleyball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. It is now 10 minutes before the hour of 3 o'clock, 10 minutes away from the top of the hour news, weather, and then our friend Matt Flynn of Matt Flynn Direct takes over just after 6 minutes past the hour. Great show, as always, from Matt Flynn Direct. Going to tell you to direct, going to get into some calls, and going to give you a laugh as well. So don't miss that. Coming up after the top of the news, Mr. Luke Mathers in for Mr. Aaron Zommers. Appreciate that. Going to get to a little attitude of gratitude here in a minute, Luke, but I don't want to leave without touching on this story because I think it's fantastic.
On a quick programming note, too, Devil's Advocates radio show live on the road. They're going on their Fall in Love tour beginning today. The next couple Thursdays and Fridays is going to be out on the road. I believe Bull Falls Radio, WXCO, up in Wausau this afternoon.
Well, I'm sure that Crudy and Dom will find some love in Wausau.
Hopefully they do. That's, I believe, the goal of the tour, at least falling in love with local radio all across the state with your civic media stations.
Absolutely. So that'll be exciting. So live from beautiful Wausau, Wisconsin. Devil's Advocates from 4 until 6. Very good. From the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel today, great reporter Lawrence Andrea. This headline, former Sheriff David Clark feuds with national Republicans over potential challenge to U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin. This is fantastic. Here's the deal. Tammy Baldwin is one of the best legislators and politicians in the last 25 years here in the state of Wisconsin. She gets it, right? She's certainly a Democrat, and she stands up for many things that the Democratic Party stands for and wants, but she's principled in that she represents everyone in the state and goes out and talks to people and can relate and sit down in a bar in northern Wisconsin and be as comfortable as she is on the Isthmus of Madison. And that has made her nearly unbeatable, the way that she conducts her business and herself. So you got this Yahoo. You might remember former Milwaukee County Sheriff David A. Clark Jr., who was just a complete disaster as a sheriff. And I never met the guy, but just seems like a miserable person. Some of the things he said over the years, attacking people, going off in airports, it reminds me of look at my badge. I wear a star. He's from Wisconsin and he wears a cowboy hat. I'm just a simple country boy from Richland Center, Wisconsin and Southwest Wisconsin, but a great guy, a real cattleman that I knew back in Richland County, Avery Marshall, who has passed away many years ago. Avery Marshall, great cattleman. He used to say about people like David Clark, all hat and no cattle. that's what he would call a guy like David Clark. Well, here's the deal. David Clark is yearning for relevancy because he went away and worked in the Trump administration and not even the Trump people could put up with this guy. That shows you what kind of a goofball he is. Well, now he wants to run for the Republican nomination. But even the Republicans out in D.C. don't want anything to do with him. So Clark tweets this out on the Twix, not Twitter, not X, but Twix. I will not allow, quote, I will not allow the NRSC and the NRC to leave me high and dry after the primary. They want nothing to do with me, he wrote. They can't control me. They would sacrifice winning control of the Senate rather than get behind me, unquote. Well, reporters caught up to, on Wednesday, caught up to the NRSC. That's the chairman of the kind of the committee, the political arm of the National Senate Republicans, Steve Daines, a senator from Montana. And when asked about Sheriff Clark, he laughed. He laughed out loud. He said, quote, well, we're looking for candidates who can win primaries and general elections, unquote. And then left it there.
That's a pretty strong statement right there.
Right? Not even Republicans want anything to do with David Clark. So if you hear anything about this guy, he's all hat and no cattle. As Matt Flynn would say, he's bad news. He's bad news. Usually we do this on Fridays. I am off tomorrow. Matt Flynn is here in hour two. Pat Kreitlow is in hour one. And
Luke Mathers in hour one and two.
He's here all day. So we're going to do a little attitude of gratitude. Mr. Mathers, what are you grateful for this week?
I'm grateful for a something that takes my mind off of the stresses of work. Oh, yes. Wednesday evenings, my sand volleyball team, starting off the fall league. It's a little chillier out than the summer league, but we had a W last night for the second week in a row, taking care of business here in the fall, and just grateful for the awesome friends that gather on Wednesday nights and we play some sand volleyball together, and thankful for that opportunity and really great outlet to, you know, relieve some stress, get some physical activity done, and just have an all-around great time. And, you know, it doesn't hurt the pitchers of beer there, too.
All right. what did Lincoln say, to paraphrase? I trust in the people when given the truth, or when given the facts to believe the truth, and a beer.
Yeah, there you go.
I am grateful for, we're always talking about on at least this show, and I think on yours too, that we want leaders in the state legislature in America. Here is a guy, Democratic State Senator Tim Carpenter, who represents much of Milwaukee in the 3rd District. We don't have time to read the entire thing, but follow Senator Carpenter on Twitter or go to his Facebook. This guy put out a statement. It's fantastic.
Yes.
I'm going to read it. It says, once again, Robin Voss and Assembly Republicans are attempting to sell their fellow Wisconsinites a bill of goods. The bill that the Assembly Republicans introduced yesterday leaves the authority to gerrymander the state of Wisconsin in their hands. And he goes on, says, Robin believes that his deathbed conversion to wash away the judicial process to review Republican gerrymandering. But this bill does not settle the matter of whether partisan gerrymandering is illegal under the Wisconsin Constitution, and it does not resolve other claims put forward by the lawsuit. That's how you write a press release. The final sentence here, the people deserve answers to those questions, and it is provided under Article 1, Section 1 of our Constitution. They deserve a government with powers derived from the consent of the governed. That's what you don't just say, no, I don't want to play. You point out why it's important. You tell people what you think and why it's important. Here's a guy, Tim Carpenter, State Senator Tim Carpenter, who is a leader. And I appreciate him. I'm grateful for him. Appreciate great friends like Joe Berkland and his lovely fiance, Rachel, who I'm going out to their wedding, because life is short, Lukester, and everybody else out there. Take it from a middle-aged guy. And you got to enjoy every day, right?
Oh, yeah.
And you realize as you get older, it's those small nucleus of friends who have seen you in your good and your bad, and they still love you anyway. And that's the kind of guy Joe Berkland is, this kind of friend he is. And also, he has scored a goal on the Madison Flamingos goalie at his bachelor party.
Really?
I got the video to prove it.
There you go. The forward flock?
Yes. We went there for his bachelor party. And so one of his other friends paid to like have us go down on the field, and Joe got one shot to score a goal. And the goalie says to Joe, he says, you're not going to make this. And Joe goes, yeah, you're probably right. One, never hit a soccer ball in his life. He played quarterback at UW Platteville, scored on the Madison Flamingo goalie.
There you go.
That's an athlete. We'll see you on Monday. Matt Flynn, Pat Kreitlow, and a special thanks to Luke Mathers will be here tomorrow. We'll see you on Monday. Until then, whatever you believe in, whatever you're fighting for, Luke, who lives like we do?
We do.
We do. Keep banging your drum. See you later. Banging on your drum.
Maggie Dawn Show.
All of these things consistently come down to this: willingness of people to give up their agency and the willingness of Donald Trump and those who support him to leverage and abuse people's trust in them to further their own personal power and enrichment.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weeknights at 6 p.m. on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Yeah. Todd Albo would normally be sharing his dulcet tones with us, but you'll recall that last week, Todd was having issues with the cable company, with an internet connection. I'm now thinking, Todd Albo, did you break Spectrum? Are you responsible for this ESPN mess?
I seem to have broke everything else, so it wouldn't surprise me, no.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow, weekday morning 6 till 8, on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. You're listening to 93.5 The Tap,
WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire,
and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.